This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk UNLV. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Tanya. And we're on public radio KUNV 91.5. Today we have a special treat. Today we get an opportunity to interview Dr. Ashton Ridley. Ashton.
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to share with the listeners your origin story? How did you get here? How did you come to this role?
Man, the role of general manager in this place.
Yes, let's mention that part.
Coming to Vegas.
All of it.
So much.
All of it.
I mean, the history of me coming to Vegas is a military child traveling around with my mom, as she was a single mom in the Army. She served 21 years and ended up retiring in Las Vegas, of all places. And so with that, started off in public radio, worked my way through 88.1, all the way at CSN as the manager of multicultural affairs. And for the last 4 years, I've been the general manager at public radio KUNV, home of 91.5 Jazz and More, and the Rebel HD2.
Yes. All now, right. Russ, you need to put some round of applause in there. Insert it. Edit that for us. Because we feel honored to have you in the studio.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
On your first interview, in fact.
Yes. And we're talking Black history because it is February, you know, ladies and gents and all those who are listening. And so we want to go over some cool things that are happening here on campus, but also in the community. So we thank you for sitting with us and having a conversation around some of these topics.
Also, I want to thank your mother for her service and sacrifice to our country.
Yes.
You know, I see you, sis. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that, you know, I'm looking at this Black History Month calendar and my jaw is dropping at the cool and amazing things that are going on campus. Would you care to share more about the things that are happening for Black History Month?
Absolutely. And another role that I have at the university is I am the co-chair for the Council of African-American Professionals.
Okay.
And my partner in crime over on that side of the house is Amani Patterson, who's been phenomenal and really works with student organizations on campus.
Oh, yes.
So definitely got to give a shout out to Amani.
And hey, Monty, we love you.
Yep. Definitely familiar, sis. Got you.
And the other assistant directors and coordinators over there at UNLV's SDP, or Student Diversity Programs, which have really put this list of activities together. And one thing that they started off doing at the end of last month, kind of preparing everybody, is they actually put on some social events linking different diversity groups of faculty and staff to connect with students. And so with that, we were able to really just bring CAP together, bring our sisters and brothers from university together, and really just collaborate and just mix and mingle. And it really kicked off with a Black Outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an event that was hosted in the Student Union on February 1st to kind of kick off Black History Month. And then they went into Thriving Authentically. I actually attended that event, and with that, it was an opportunity for students to connect with career professionals, kind of like a mini career fair. And within that, you saw students and employers just engaging back and forth, and it was a really awesome event. And they went into Good Trouble, Necessary Trouble, where they had...
Love the title, by the way. Come on and give an honor.
That's it.
Yes, yep. So our activist, who is no longer with us, but my goodness, I love the title. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No.
And that with Good Trouble.
Yeah, with that, they brought in the president of the local NAACP chapter, and he dialogued and had some conversations with them about what activism is about. And then it went into Rooted and Tooted, which is taking place on the 13th, which coincides with, you know, everything that's Black and celebratory. And so that's going to take place, where is that one, at Student Union 135 on the 13th. But really, let's get into everything else. The Douglas Day Transcribathon, which is on February 14th, that's an opportunity where Frederick Douglass had letters that were written. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity where students can go in, actually type and help address some of his handwriting.
Oh, wow.
So they're looking at his original handwriting, transcribing it so that way individuals be able to read the writings of Frederick Douglass.
Connections to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Connections
How
to our
cool
roots.
Is that? Now, let me ask you this. In regards to coming up with the list, I know there's a committee, but was it a joint effort of the students as well as faculty and chair people coming together to create these activities? How did you all decide what was going to actually make the list and the why behind it?
I mean, when you really look at student diversity programs, they work with with the students directly. So when it comes to the clubs, the groups, those kind of engagements, from my understanding, being on CAP on the faculty side, SDP is more boots on the ground working with students. So it was, hey, these are some of the ideas that we're thinking about. What do y'all think about these? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there was a collaboration between that unit and the students to formalize the list and really make it impactful. Like the barbershop talk is something that they're doing in the student lounge area where, or SDP lounge, where male students are going to get their haircuts if they wish, mm-hmm. But really have a conversation in that kind of environment where you flip that on the 22nd, they're going to do the Black Beauty effect, where now you have females getting in that space and doing the exact same kind of conversations. So there's things that are set up for all groups to attend to, mm-hmm. to get knowledge and education. Then you have these particular groups and particular activities which really focus on either males or women and really can give them that space to conversate and dialogue.
And the barbershop talk is on the 15th, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
You know, I see these two, like my whole soul, you don't
this
know.
This was
like,
us growing up, right? All yes. the conversations in the beauty shop and the barbershop. Gosh. But some people may not be familiar with that side of our culture, right? That's where a lot of like decisions were made, mm-hmm. and, you know, politicians came together or, you know, groups came together and they had conversations in regards to what was going on in our society, yeah. and making decisions. I think it's, I love this idea.
It was great that they put it together. Mm-hmm. And even the Beats and Brunch inside the Dining Commons, that's something that the radio station does every Wednesday in collaboration with UNLV Dining. And with that, we've been able to just build a community around Beats and Brunch. Mm-hmm. And so with this, we just kind of integrated it into their plan. So it's really SDP, UNLV Dining, and the radio station, the Rebel HD2, coming together to do Beats and Brunch on 2/21 at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love everything about that. And I was looking at the Black Carpet Awards on the 27th.
Oh, man, that is the creme de la creme of Black history,
yes.
as far as a celebration. That's going
to
take place on February 27th at 6 p.m. inside the Student Union Ballroom. And with that, it's really a celebration of Blackness. Mm. So they're going to give out some awards. Oof. For recognitions of community members, students, and faculty and staff members. And it's just a time to celebrate. So again, that's the Black Carpet Awards on February 27th at 6 p.m. That is the signature event of Black History Month. Although there is these other events, that one is the one that we really, really, really want everybody to come out to, whether it's CAP, whether you're a student, whether you're a faculty member, that's the place it needs to be. You need to be.
Now, do you have to get tickets to attend the event? How
nope.
do you actually
you
just
do not.
Show up at
you just show up.
6 p.m.?
6 p.m. on February 27th.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get my date. Time. You want to accompany me?
Oh, yeah. I'll be your plus one.
And my plus one?
You didn't see what I just did, but I was like, what? I took a picture and I sent it to my child. I was like, son,
yes.
did you know?
Yes.
did you know? I need you to
Black
know.
Black Carpet Awards. That is amazing.
And, oh, man.
Something else that really stands out on this list, and it really goes out to Clay T. White. On February 29th at 10 a.m., there's going to be a historic West Side bus tour, mm-hmm. that's going to depart UNLV Student Union and give an opportunity for faculty members or students to really get an education on the historic West Side of Las Vegas. And mm-hmm. that's, again, the capstone event on February 29th at 10 a.m., and there will be reservations for that. Just a matter of emailing sdp@unlv.edu. That's sdp@unlv.edu to get more information on the bus tour taking place on February 29th.
Man, my heart and soul is so full. And that's not even all. Like, we ain't even got the Spirit Week. like
tell us more.
Oh, my gosh. So all of these wonderful events. And I love the connections to all parts of us. You know, our spiritual, our musical, mm-hmm. our soulful. You know, especially when I think about the barbershop and the beauty piece. You know, to your point, like that's where a lot of bonding and growing up happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was where you had heard grown people conversation.
Exactly. Laughter, you know, some sorrowful moments. But it was a time where people came together and connected and bonded. You know, I look forward when I was a kid going to the beauty shop, you know, and hearing the grown-ups talk. But, you know, we got our hair done, but we also got to see the, you know, the bonding efforts that you said, women coming together and having conversations about relationship, about church, you know, about the community. Girl, did you hear such and such, such and such? Everybody knew a little bit of everything because those conversations were had in the beauty shop and in the barber shop.
Yeah, it kept you connected to your community and it kept you connected to each other. And I remember, like, did you hear
such and such, such and such?
I ain't one to talk, but.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I'm sure, Ashton, you could relate too, right?
You know, I didn't go in the barbershop that much. Most of my haircuts were done at home. But when I did, I totally understand what you ladies are referring to.
Well, I'm excited. Now, look, has this always been a tradition each year for events? Because I'm new to some of this. Although I've been on campus for a couple of years, I didn't know that they had so many events that took place. So is this something new to this level that have been implemented for Black History Month in regards to these events?
When it comes to my understanding, when it comes to these type of events, the black carpet has always been the signature event of Black History Month for UNLV. Outside of that, there were other events that take place over the course of the month. But again, most of those are geared towards students.
And so
with this type of radio show and podcast, this is an opportunity to really expand that to where now faculty knows what's going on and can encourage students to attend. So it's really just more marketing and education, if you will, to the faculty side, and also by creating shows like this where others get to know what's going on and it's just not siloed to a student's email.
I love that.
I love that too. And I was looking at this Black History Month and all the different avenues that people can take to be present. And would you like to tell us a little bit more about the Black History Month Spirit Week?
Yeah, so it came from a CAP meeting, the Council of African American Professionals. We had a meeting last semester, and we really were trying to think of what we wanted to do to help kind of celebrate Black History Month as a unit. And with that, we came up in conversation about doing a Spirit Week for ourselves, which kind of mimics Homecoming Week. And we were able to expand that to the student diversity programs to get students involved. So now each day from February 20th through February 23rd, there's an opportunity to dress up in a different way to celebrate Black history while coming together for a photo. And so if you look at the schedule on February 20th, it's a sports day. So wear your favorite team gear. The 21st, it's Roots Day. Wear African fashion to represent the rich culture of the motherland. On the 22nd of February, it's Crown Day. Wear hats, wraps, locks, coils, braids to kind of recognize your crown, the crown passing of the Crown Act.
Love it.
And then on the 23rd, we end like we always do at UNLV, Rebel Red Friday. So wear your Rebel Red gear, your UNLV spirit, and really just celebrate everything that's UNLV and Black History Month at the same time.
I love that. I also want to add, too, we didn't mention this. It's a separate entity, but it's also in conjunction for Black History Month. I know at the D.C. they're going to be hosting African-American Black History Dinner. I believe it's supposed to be on the 15th. So it's for students, faculty, whoever wants to come. They can come out and have different cuisines that are centered around celebrating our culture. And there are a lot of decor and you know, different things that they're going to be doing within the dining coming. So I strongly encourage you. I believe that the event should be from 6 to 8 p.m. So you go to the first event for the barbershop, and then after you get done with the barbershop, head over there and get you a bite to eat then out the evening. I know because they're on the same day. So, you know, this is a good thing that we have a lot of things taking place on campus. But I've attended the last couple of years, and they were really good. We have a lot of student affairs representatives that come. They have partnership with housing department and things like that. So it's really always a really good event and great, great food. So this year, I believe Chef Josh Cosby will be serving up some great cuisine, and if anybody knows Chef, he can throw down in the kitchen.
Okay, because
he can throw down in the kitchen. Okay. He won the competition here. My homeboy, my great friend Collis, love him much, but they were competing for the chef spotlight, and Chef Josh, he brought it. So
brought the heat.
He brought the flavor.
You know that is really good because I was gonna come with expectations.
Yeah, listen, you talking about cooking soul food.
It's Black History Month. Yeah. I have expectations.
Look, Tanya, fried catfish. Okay. You know, I don't know if they're gonna do collard greens or not, but I know it's supposed to be a good menu.
They better put their foot in it.
Yeah. I don't know about
not,
no black
not the literal foot people. Yeah, that's so just in case somebody don't know what that means. That
we
just
not
mean
going to the dining room. She said they putting their foot in it.
Yeah. Not a literal foot. It's just right. It just means make it good.
Exactly.
Make it good.
Listen, and Ashton's like, listen, these two over here in the studio going back and forth. This is what we do, and I'm so glad you just let us be up.
I'm just a guest. I'm just along for the ride.
So glad you're here. I know that there is one more thing that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, pump up CAP.
Yes.
If you will.
So okay.
The Council of African American Professionals, we're doing a book drive for a correctional, it's a juvenile correctional school that we're partnering with. And in this, we're encouraging our members and the community to purchase books to expand their library. Because one thing that we learned within the juvenile system, when individuals check out books through the library, they typically have to hold them for a month. And so with that, we're hoping to expand the library collection to give those students and young people an opportunity to expand their knowledge. And more information on that is at unlv.edu/CAAP. That's unlv.edu/CAAP. And that's just more information on the Council of African American Professionals book drive that we've been hosting. And the list is open until we get all the books that we're trying to get to expand their library within the juvenile justice system.
Amazing.
Yeah. I worked for the juvenile justice system in Hawaii. I worked at the Hawaii Youth Corrections Facilities, and books can change a life. Mm. You know, it also for kids that are incarcerated, it's a way for them to keep up. You know, so that they don't fall behind, and for them to feel like normal kids that have normal opportunities. So I'm really excited that there is a book drive for them. And I think that it can make a world of difference mm-hmm. in the life of a child. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So we've gone through our list. I want to know individually, what are we doing for Black History Month? Yo. And not to mention tomorrow's Love Day.
What?
You know, we have... special loved ones in our lives. What are we doing? I'm doing a Galentine's, a little festivity with my girlfriends. But what are you guys going for Black History? You and I were talking about last year we attended a festival that they actually had here in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
So individually, is anyone doing anything?
They're still having the festival again. It's February 17th, and it's at the Spring Preserves, and they're having a Black History Fair if anyone's interested. And while you're getting your Black History on, just know the Smith Center mm-hmm. has a wonderful repertoire of different activities that are also taking place during Black History Month. So there is no shortage of ways to come out and show up and show out.
Awesome. And the cool thing is a lot of those events are either free or just a low cost for you to participate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Valentine, you didn't catch me singing What's Love Got to Do with It?
Nothing. No, just kidding. What does it have to do with the song? Does love have anything to do with it?
You know, honestly, so I found that for some people, not everybody, but people who aren't in relationships, Valentine's Day serves as a day to reflect on why they're alone, which mm-hmm. is a mess, which is an absolute mess. So I would like to propose a new Valentine's Day tradition.
Mm-hmm.
If you are without a partner or a spouse on Valentine's Day, you are your partner and your spouse.
Come on.
Love you so much that whoever comes along will be jealous of the love that you give you. So that when you reflect back on Valentine's, you're like, that was nice. I ate dinner here.
Yes.
I got roses. And then post them pictures of you and your boo. Of the pictures of the things that you got from the person you love. The person who loves you more than anybody in the whole world. Mm. So it's not about who's booed up. Mm. And oftentimes people just get booed up for the day and then they unbooed by the next day.
Come on, say that part.
So it's not about who's booed up. You know, it's a day of love. Mm-hmm. And you are the oldest and longest relationship you will ever have. So love the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Treat you so well that whoever comes along is like, well, what did you do for Valentine's Day? Well, I bought me this and I went here. And they're like, oh, so yeah, come correct.
That's the expectation, right?
Set that expectation. Mm. So
you now that's a round of applause. Where's that at?
And in some cases, they say, look, the church say amen, but we're not there yet. Okay, so Ashton, how you going to come up and follow behind that?
I can't follow behind that
I'm
one.
I'm going to drop the mic for you, but I'll pick it back up.
The best that I can say for me right now, it's really celebrating Black History Month at UNLV with all the events we have going on. Mm-hmm. Just being there and showing up for the faculty and the students just to see your face and kind of interact with that. So that's how I'm celebrating Black History Month, because we have so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is love lives here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Love lives here too. So.
That's right. Well, I'm hoping that those who are listening have been, you know, received some information that they were not aware. I know I'm sitting here and participating in the interview, and a lot of these activities I did not know was happening around campus. I think, you know, just promoting it and also just supporting and being vigilant. You may not be able to come to all of them, but just participating in one, I think will definitely be life-changing for all of us. So thank you so much for sitting with us. We have a few more moments. So we, Wes in the studio. All right. But so, I just want you all to acknowledge the fact that Ashton dodged the love question. I just want you to know, we want to go back to that while Wes lets us know how much time we have left in the studio. That he said, I'm celebrating snap. Events for Black History.
Snap.
But he said, we have about 10 minutes now, right? About 9 minutes. And don't sweat. You want me to get you a napkin?
No, it's okay. Real simple. Nap. It's real simple.
What, I mean, what you doing for Love Day in Black History Month?
Taking my kids out. Taking my kiddies out. Okay. Let them have a good time in the city. We'll find some places to go to, some places to eat. You know,
ice cream.
You know,
kids love ice cream.
It's whatever they want. You know, it's whatever they want.
Listen, love is, you know, the funny thing about Valentine's Day is we have this idea that it's restricted to romantic love.
We do.
But why? Because the commercials say so? Right. Nah, love up on your people. Take your kids out. Take your friends out.
I love it. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I'm expecting to have a good time, too.
You know, think about sending a gratitude letter or having a gratitude phone call for somebody who loved you and was there for you and loved up on you. That is an opportunity for them, too.
That's true. And, you know, the part, just to add what you said, a lot of times we do think of it from the romantic side, but you'd be surprised there are a lot of people who struggle with that. You know, that this is, you know, normally a time where people celebrate and they focus and zero in on the love part. So check on your friends and your loved ones who may not have, you know, the children or the intimate relationships and things like that, and spread love. Listen, we can never have too much love.
Yeah, and know
in this
that,
world.
And know that this is not a measure of your worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you are not with someone doesn't mean that you don't deserve love. Mm-hmm. This is not a measure of your worth. Don't let some made up commercially advertised thing have you questioning your value because on this one day a year when they're trying to hawk candy and cars at you, ain't nobody coming through.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Like, yeah, chocolate covered strawberries. You can buy, listen, in the words of Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers.
Right. Hello.
Okay. I can buy myself chocolate candy. Hell. Truth be told, back in the days, I claimed Valentine's Day for myself because I wanted good memories.
Right.
And I don't want nobody messing it up for me. And I felt like I was doing them a solid because the day after it was cheaper anyway. So.
Right. You had to worry about no problem. You know you
never
good.
Had one bad Valentine's memory. I was like, never again. Mm. And from now on, when I reflect back on Valentine's Day, it's like, that was nice.
Right.
I had a good time. I had a good meal.
Right.
Like, I went where I wanted. It's different now. Of course, it's different now that I'm married. Like, I can't just be ghosting on my husband. That would be crazy. But also, he's worth spending the time with.
That's right.
You know, don't just drag any old body off the streets because you need somebody on Valentine's Day. Figure out whether or not they are worth your day and worth your time and worth your love.
I am about to hit the floor. Is that a round of applause too, Ashton? Yeah, right?
Look, I can't say nothing except
Wes gave
applause.
A thumbs up in the control room. He said thumbs up. That's a round of applause. I love it. So we have about I think 5 minutes left. We're just going to reiterate in regards to the list of dates and events. Where did you say they can find the information?
So they can email sdp@unlv.edu to get more information and details on how they can participate in the magnitude of events that are going on. Mm-hmm. But right now, if you really look at February 15th is the Barbershop Talk in the Student Union SDP Lounge at 6:00 on the 15th.
Okay.
On the 20th, it's Passport to Success in the Student Union SDP Lounge at 11 a.m. Beats and Brunch is going to be held at the Dining Commons on February 21st at 11 a.m. Black Beauty Effect, which Tanya enjoys and is looking forward to attending, is going to be on February 22nd at 6 p.m. in the SDP Lounge. And that's another thing that really came this year, is having the SDP Lounge in the Student Union. It's a place where students can go and get that diversified programming of things that are going on. Clubs have used it, organizations have used it, and as you can see even now, there's lots of programming taking place in there. And lastly, the Black Carpet Awards, February 27th, 6:00, Student Union Ballroom.
Bring your plus one.
I am.
And come dressed.
Looking forward to that. Like, it is my own personal Oscars. Like, you have, I'm going to roll through there like Viola Davis.
Yes, come on.
Angela Bassett. Like, you have no idea. You
February 27th, 6:00.
Young, fresh, and clean.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
Come through and show. Let us see what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. We always, at the end of the episode, Ashton, try to give the floor over to our guests. I know you've gone through the run through, but if you want any last words for the listeners, Tanya, anyone want to, you just want to wrap us up? Anything you want to leave with the listeners?
it's really the opportunity that to remember that it is Black History Month and to be involved, be engaged, be educated, and know what Black people have done for this country, essentially, and to celebrate those moments and just be educated. I mean, we talk about being in higher ed, and I was in a class the other day talking to students about working and being part of the radio station. But within that, I told them, you know, your classroom is where you're going to get your hard skills. But what are you doing around campus to develop those soft skills? Mm-hmm. And so just educating and be more knowledgeable about Black History Month is just one of those important things that you just can't gloss over, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'd like to add Wakanda Forever. And also, her. I am sending you love, peace, and soul.
Yes.
This Black History Month. Come out, show some love to each other. Show some love to the people who went through to organize this. Just show some love to yourself by connecting and engaging and being in spaces where you're seen, validated, loved, and whole.
For more Let's Talk UNLV, be sure to follow us on social media where you can get the latest updates on the show plus great behind-the-scenes content. We're on Facebook at Let's Talk UNLV Podcast, Twitter at Let's Talk UNLV, and Instagram at Let's Talk UNLV Pod.
You're listening to community programming on Public Radio KUNV. We still need a few moments to get the next show ready. In the meantime, enjoy this moment of smooth.